This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The Masculine Journey starts here, now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey. We're glad that you're with us this week. It's only a few days, a couple weeks into 2025, and it seems like the holidays were already a long time ago. Maybe it's just me.
What holiday?
Exactly. Yeah, there were a couple of them in there. But no, it just seems like, wow, it's just already on to the new year.
Got to get things going. The cold weather.
Well, the cold weather's not been fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been... Not as cold as some places that you're listening, I'm sure, right now, but it's been cold for us.
Mm. Yeah, it's North Carolina cold.
It is
we
cold.
Actually had snow on the ground.
We did. Yeah, and ice that stayed for a couple days.
You go a little bit abnormal. North, and it's got quite a bit of snow. They got 5 inches and such.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And such.
And such. Mm-hmm. It's the unsuch part that's that really
the struggling.
Such
is that freezing rain, sleet, and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, and then the whatnot, that's a totally different category. Yeah.
Who's on first?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and such and whatnot, you can't really be done without those. No, we haven't grown up any in 2025. But today's topic, what we're talking about, is something that I saw in a meme or whatever you call it. Wasn't a meme, whatever, a little picture thing. All right, I'm not tech savvy. But it was as we were coming up to the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, I sent this out to the team because I'd read it and it made me ask myself the same question. It says, time to decide what you want to leave behind and what you want to take with you into 2025. And so the topic for today's show is, what are you leaving behind and what are you taking with you? And so that's what we'll be kind of talking about as we go through. And it honestly was a pretty good exercise for me to do. I don't know how you guys felt about doing it. But it was a good thing to, a different spin on the end of the year, mm-hmm. but to say, okay, you know, let me look at some things a little differently, so to speak. You guys can't see a nod in your head on the radio. I can hear it in here.
Hey, go to the live feed.
We're on video now.
Oh, so yeah. Three of our listeners can, you know, see you guys shake your heads.
For our hearing impaired listeners.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It looks like he's agreeing. There we go. So Andy's in agreement. But yeah, all right. So anyway, not all of you speak at once, but that's okay. Was it a good exercise, Danny? I'll just look at you and put you on the spot.
Well, I struggled with it, to be honest.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're being honest. That's good.
Yeah, deep thought is not one of my giftings. It was just the contemplation it took to go, okay, what is it I really want to do here and there? And so, it did come through. So okay. It was good. It was good.
Good. Anyone else? Andy, you got any thoughts?
I mean, it was the same kind of thing. And you know, as you get your heart back and you're going from year to year, a lot of times it's like you feel like everybody struggles or whatever, but your hope is to always be trending up and hopefully not having to have a lot of stuff to be left behind. But as I got down deeper into it, I began to see some things that I needed to leave behind. And, you know, there's a lot of hope for the next mm-hmm. year. Of things that you want. A lot of times I think we go into a year and we expect, you know, one of the biggest things I think you end up leaving behind is unmet expectations from the previous year where you had hope. And we're not always going to get everything that we expect, the results that we want, but you can have that hope for those things. Sometimes things, you know, the things that you're believing for, want got to see come to fruition in your life, they're not always, you know, given to you by the end of the year. Right. They span multiple years. So it's just keeping that hope in your heart to see God do what he wants to do in your life and realize that he's the orchestrator and he's got the timeline. But just trusting in that and not losing hope. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's definitely things that we need to wait on God for.
Yep.
Right? That God's got the timeline in it. I also think that there's things that are within our control,
mm-hmm.
right? Some decisions that we have the ability to make and yep. say, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to eat desserts, right? Yep. I mean, God's not going to come down and say, thou shalt not eat desserts, right?
He says, I am.
Yeah, you might. But whatever the case may be, I mean, we have the authority to make some decisions in our life and to try to do our best. And I'm not talking about resolutions as much here on this as just a way that I want to look at things differently.
Yep.
Some things I want to be intentional about.
Yep. And I think something, you know, it doesn't have to be the resolutions, because a lot of times I think resolutions end up being nothing but our will to try to do something.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a self-help book. I'm going to try to improve in these areas. I think we're looking at it a little bit differently, things from your heart that you want to see come to fruition or whatever, but you still have that thing, that calendar that delineates it. 2024 to 2025. So,
yeah. Technically, yesterday was the a national recognized day. The second Friday in January, or the second Friday in January is
still the second Friday in January.
National Quitters Day. That's when most people statistically quit on their New Year's resolutions is the second
that
Friday.
Quick, huh?
It's that quick. And so, it's...
I'm glad I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah. At least for this week we are. So, Danny, you have the first clip for the show today. So if you want to tell us a little bit about it. I was feeling generous. I was feeling generous, you know.
Two weeks running.
Where's Danny? I don't see him. He's...
He's in camouflage.
Yeah, in camouflage. So,
he's hidden well.
Yeah.
My clip is from The Lion King, and we've used it before, and I absolutely love that movie. And this is from the original, and Rafiki and Simba are talking about, you know, Simba's coming back after being gone for so long, and they're talking about what he's got to deal with. And the clip is just fascinating. It's so well done, and the interchange between them is priceless. And so we can play it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
All right, here we go.
What was that? The weather. Very peculiar, don't you think?
Yeah. Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah, you see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No, not a stick. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going back.
Good. Go on, get out of here.
Sam, what I thought about was when you brought this topic up, that, you know, what is it you want to leave behind? And that's a classic there, that, you know, leave the pain of the past behind. Whatever in 2024 was not a stellar year for us. I mean, some pain, you know, and some lessons learned. And so my idea behind this, when we brought up this topic, was I want to leave the pain behind. I want to leave not dwell there, because it's very easy to just kind of wallow in the pain in the situation of stuff and carry that with you, and it weights you down. In order for, you know, Andy was talking about hope. So that leaving that behind, but mm-hmm. carrying the lessons of the wisdom of what maybe God was trying to teach me, or, you know, the lessons of life that come. You know, wisdom comes from experience a lot of times. And so that's kind of my idea behind this. You know, I want to carry the lessons of wisdom and, you know, hopefully to navigate similar situations in a better fashion,
mm-hmm.
or taking what I already know into another situation and not getting bogged down in all the pain and that kind of thing. So that was mine in a nutshell, I think.
So basically, you couldn't find two clips.
I didn't notice the two
clips.
Nice.
I didn't find any.
No, see, the better way to have said that would be, you were smart enough that yours was all in one clip, where we had to have two clips.
Da-dum-dum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just
what you said.
Yeah. I'm just, I was just giving you the comeback for the. I was going to leave sarcasm behind in 2024. It just didn't make the list. Yeah, it didn't make the top of the list. So
some of us have begun recently to submit more. I used to be the one that was always the.
Yep.
You wasn't. You call me
you.
Clipper.
It was you.
Clippered or.
Well, the reason was I always wanted to make sure we had enough clips for the show and people coming in and out and stuff. And Sam started cementing multiple. And I did tonight too. But it's just you. Sometimes when somebody's there too, they can borrow a clip or you can sell it to them, kind of like a. A letter on.
Are you standing up for Danny or standing up for yourself?
I'm just explaining. Why you have so many clips? I'm not really standing up for anybody.
Sounds like some condemnation coming out of there.
It's like, I was joking. I guess I went
into defense mode, but I'm just kind of explaining it. I was really defending the whole idea of doing that. So
I'm just messing with you, man. I try to stare you down. You just don't fall for it anymore.
Yeah, listeners don't care how the sausage is made. You know, it's just like.
Takes things kind of hard these days, doesn't he?
He does.
I have to go to a defensive mode. That's what I'm giving up for this year, is being defensive.
Really?
Sure.
It doesn't sound like it's working.
I mean,
that was a question mark at the end of that statement.
You're going to leave it behind in 2025.
Really hot. It's going to go cold really quick.
I'm working on why I'm giving up next year. When I go into 2026.
2026.
This is a prophetic word.
Do you know it's 25 already?
It is 25. Yeah, so far I've yet to mess up the date, which is surprising.
I haven't had anything I've had to remember it for, thankfully.
Anybody write any checks yet?
Nope.
No, mine's all electronic.
Do people still write checks?
Yeah.
I know.
Eventually.
That's where you messed it up most of the time, yep.
Yeah, it's when you don't want to pay people immediately.
Oh, I have to rewrite that. I'll get to that. Oh,
let me rewrite that check. I'm sorry. I can't believe I misspelled my name on that. I don't know how I messed up my signature on that thing.
Mine was always, I can't be broke. I still got plenty of checks left.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we're going to be heading into break, but I want you to be thinking about as we head into break, what are you giving up from last year and not going to take with you? It's not. I mean, we can decide. Yeah. Just because it's no longer 2024, we can make this decision tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or you can make it today, or you can make it next week, right? It's arbitrary that we just pick the end of the year to do all these things, but you can start today.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So what do you want to leave behind in 2024, leave it back there? And what is it that you're wanting to take with you into 2025 or start new? In 2025, and we're going to be talking a lot about that when we come back. But go to masculinejourney.org to look for any upcoming events. We don't have anything posted yet. We are working on a spring boot camp. We know about when we want to do it, but we got to lock down exactly where and the time frame. So keep checking there, and we'll talk with you after the break.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
I got away from Christ and suffered an overdose, and He took my memory at that time. I didn't know where I was who, what I was doing. So He showed me a little bit of His power there, letting me know that without Him, I'm nothing. I don't got nothing. And I will be nothing. So I decided to come back, and just right now for the first time, like, I've been through a lot of things. Like, as you see me, tattoos all over and everything, I've been through a war. So for the first time in my life on this camp, I've been able to feel that peace in my heart. I haven't seen my family in over 8 years now, but I actually can say today that I'm okay with it. God is with me, and He's been dealing with my heart on a way that I never experienced it before. I'm just thankful and grateful.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Welcome back to Masculine Journey. We're talking about that right now. Should I stay? Should I keep doing fill in the blank? Should I go? Should I move on to something else? Right? Should I leave it behind? And so that seemed like a fitting bump. Yeah, that was my bump. That's why I said that. But it's from The Clash, and it's from, I don't know, 80s probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Back in the 80s, I didn't look it up.
I think it's a good time for Harold to share the scripture on this, too.
Oh, is there a scripture, Harold, that you wanted to share on this?
And what you were looking for?
No. Oh. No, he's playing crossword.
Yeah, it wasn't his crossword puzzle. Yeah.
Let me see if I can.
So now that you called him out, you're trying to find a scripture real quick.
Philippians 3:12-14 helps me to keep this thing in mind. This is what Harold's response was, but you remember it?
No, I'm old.
I'll have to look it up, but basically it's you're forgetting those things that from right. behind me and pressing on to the high calling in Christ Jesus, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So, thought it'd be sorry to put you on the spot. I thought you actually were looking that up.
So there's the ASV, Andy Standard.
That
version.
Was it. Yeah. And everybody will call in and correct us or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
that's right. Well, yeah.
Or email in.
And our phone number is what? Yeah. So just go ahead and email it, andy@masculinejourney.org.
This is becoming a show of mess ups.
No, it's because I'm being critical of everybody. I'm just actually having fun.
Are you going to try to give that up this year?
No, that's
too much fun.
No, I enjoy it too much. It's not at the top of the list, so we'll see what God has in store. So the next clip is my clip, and so this is actually something I saw online. It's from a lady named Mel Robbins. I don't know if she does counseling or what. She has a lot of little 1 minute, 2 minute little sayings or little things to make you think. And this is one of them called, it's just called Let Them. And so this is what I want to leave behind with me in 2024 and not take with me into 2025. And I'll talk more about it after we listen to it.
I just heard about this thing called the Let Them Theory. I can love this. If your friends are not inviting you out to brunch this weekend, let them. If the person that you're really attracted to is not interested in a commitment, let them. If your kids do not want to get up and go to that thing with you this week, let them. So much time and energy is wasted on forcing other people to match our expectations. And the truth is, if somebody, especially somebody you're dating or who's a friend or somebody you're trying to partner with in business, if they are not showing up how you need them to show up, do not try to force them to change. Let them be themselves because they are revealing who they are to you. Just let them. And then you get to choose what you do next.
I found that actually very freeing when I listened to it. And I saved it as one of the videos I'd want to come back to, but now I have it on here so I can listen to it whenever I want. But when I'm really honest with myself, I have a lot of high expectations. You know, I'm sure I might not be the only one in the room that does that, but I have a lot of expectations the way I think people should respond or, you know, should do this or, you know, a lot of shoulding on people, you know, that they should do this or should do that kind of thing. And it's not healthy for them and it's not healthy for me, you know, and it gives the enemy a good foothold, right? Because when somebody doesn't meet an expectation, then there's usually frustration that comes behind that, right? And frustration is just another word for anger. Right. And so in your anger, do not give the enemy a foothold. And so that's often when he gets a foothold is when we're upset about something or we feel wronged. Mm. Right. And I'm not talking about the things that are just normal courtesies. You know, someone's promised you they're going to do something and, you know, you're expecting them to pick you up at the airport, for example. You know, if they decide not to, I'm going to feel a little differently than just let them. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, we have to get an Uber either way. But, you know, there's going to be a conversation because, okay, you should have told me about this. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't lack holding accountability. But there's a lot of things outside of those type of situations where I have expectations.
Where it's just a choice.
Yeah.
Where it's there's no agreement or contract per se. You know, when I say that, not officially, but it's like you said you would do something and then you didn't do it. Even then you could say let them, but really you're talking about those things where a person has a choice to do this or that and they just don't choose what you wanted them to do, I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. I invited my daughter over this weekend and they had something come up later on that they needed to do and wanted to do. And, you know, she reached out to me and said, hey, is it a big deal if we don't come? I'm like, no, it's not a big deal at all. You know, I mean, it's you have something else you need to go focus on. It's not that big a deal. But, you know, it's easy to sit there. Probably a different example would be, you know, a lot of you guys, and I told you this before the show, a lot of you guys like to hunt. I really don't care to hunt. I really don't have a desire to hunt.
That dog won't hunt.
No, I just don't want to hunt. And don't call me a dog. And they...
that's where I was going.
Yeah, no, I picked that up. I'm slow, just not that slow. Yeah. And it'd be easy for me, you know, when you guys are all talking about, hey, we're going to go do this weekend or go do that weekend, to let the enemy to get in and say, see, they're leaving you out. Even though it's not something I really want to go do, right? But, you know, being logical doesn't always make sense. You know, the enemy's not always logical in his approach, right? You know, he'll get you upset over things that you don't need to be upset on. And so it's been very freeing just to say, okay, I'm just going to let people be people, let them make their choices. And I really like what she said at the end. Now you kind of know where they are and you can make choices. Mm-hmm. But if I'm always forcing people to do what I want them to do, A, did they do it because they wanted to? Probably not. And B, really, where are they at on the whole situation? And I don't get to deal with the truth. I'd much rather deal with the truth and not give the enemy a foothold.
Yeah, the biggest thing I remember hearing there is the children.
Yeah.
Well, the children are basically going to have to do whatever you tell them to do. Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit different. There's some places where as they get older, you're like, okay, I'll give you a little freedom here. You can not go with me or something. But for the most part, it's... No, you're going to do what I tell you to do because you're my child. And yeah. You just go, okay. They're usually fine with that, but it's know the situation, explain it to them, talk to them. So then, okay, you're going with me when I go to these places. And then when you start to say, okay, well, you're going to stay home, you're going to be good, make sure that you have an expectation out of them.
Right.
And then usually it works a lot better.
Yeah, and I think it depends on whether they're 10 or they're 22.
16.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's all context, right?
Yep. You get more and more freedom as they get older, and those are the kinds of things you're looking for in that relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else anyone would like to add? We get on to our next clip.
Well, there's a paragraph I'm familiar with out of 12-step programs. You don't even think of it. I had to look it up. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life, unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it's supposed to be at this moment. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
This is the way it is. Not really much I can do about it. So I get to make choices when I know what the rules of engagement are at that point. So.
Yep. So I'm trying not to take undue expectations in with me in any situation.
You want to go hunting this weekend?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You guys enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay warm. I'll be in where the heat
is. You want to shoot Danny?
No, not this weekend.
You think about that one, though, didn't you?
Yeah, not this weekend.
Yeah, he paused a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's also a reflection of the heart of God of giving us a free will.
Yeah.
To choose. And even though God wants us to make the right choice because he knows it's always going to be better for us, he still doesn't want to. He wants, it's a gift to give us that free will. He doesn't want a robot. He wants to be chosen just like we want to be chosen. But that gift of free will is essentially what we're talking about here, is to give people that freedom to make the choice that they desire.
Well, Andy, I think we can get your one clip in. We've got a couple minutes left. So we can get your least favorite clip on there Forrest Gump.
I'm going to take that with me till next year, too, right? As many Forrest Gump clips as I can
Sam. Do you have time to set it up?
Probably. I don't like rushing.
All right, then we'll wait till next time.
We don't want to rush you.
Yeah, it's all about you, Andy, so go ahead. I have no expectations.
How much time do we have?
We have about 2 minutes left, so we don't have enough time now.
No.
You waited like 30 seconds.
30 seconds, yeah. Well, it would have been like that dude doing the FedEx commercial, talking real fast like that.
Well, any legalese, but yes. This is radio. 30 seconds is time for a commercial, I'm just saying. 30 seconds is a lot of time.
We get two of them in a minute. So.
Why don't you ask us what we're giving up, what we're taking with us, and what we're leaving behind?
Well, I think you just did.
That's kind of the topic.
What are you, Andy?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it, but it won't be associated with my clip.
Well, then don't do it.
You know,
right now.
Some of the things I'll just... instead of just burning words here, one of the things, for example, my hope is to leave sugar behind in 2024. I kind of have.
That's not like that. A pet, right?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I'm not totally leaving sugar behind.
No.
Honey, no, honey. I have made some better health choices, and I given up sugar, not totally, but a lot of it. It's changed my life, and I want to carry on some of the habits that
we can see. It's changing you. That's good.
I'm about halfway there.
Yeah, you're not nearly as sweet as you used to be, Andy.
I'm telling you what, talking about sugar, it looked like I'd see myself on these videos, and I thought I saw a marshmallow sitting in my chair. Yeah. Like, he ate a big marshmallow is what it looked like.
We're not going to see you before long.
Yeah, that's the hope, you know, just disappear. But, you know, the thing is, 2024 was good in that way. It took me, last few years, it's like I just had no desire to go into that. I'd lost quite a bit of weight about 10 years ago. And I knew what it took mentally to do that and stuff. And this isn't big on like New Year's resolution. I started this last year. It has nothing to do with like
last year.
This year. Yeah, last year.
You started in 2024.
Started in September of last year. And so, you know, it was so fruitful. So, I mean, I feel like I had more clarity of thought and all. And, you know, it was just simple. You know, not eating as many carbs and processed foods. That simple. And then I felt more like exercising. And that stuff, it's like a snowball. You know, you begin to gain and get some wins and stuff. So, again, this is not anything. I used to be so bad about trying to do things from, you know, the flesh and just trying to do by willpower. You know, you're talking about the quitters and all that. I failed so many New Year's resolutions. But I believe this is really generated from the heart. And just feeling like I truly want to be the most I can be for God, and I had to have my body to do it.
Well, there you go. Your mind's needed too, but we'll work on that next.
Well, I really feel like I got both back, even more so. I think I got more clarity of thought and stuff. But
yeah, anyway. Go to masculinejourney.org to reach out to us. And this week, let yourself be loved and love somebody else well. We'll talk with you next week.
This is the Truth Network.